This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say high winds were likely a factor in a deadly boating accident at Lake Pueblo over the weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Two people died and 11 more were treated for hypothermia after their boat capsized on Sunday. The accident has led the agency to issue stronger warnings to visitors about water safety this summer. CPW spokesman Travis Duncan says people should be extra careful around water.
Always wear a life jacket. It's one of the biggest things you can do to prevent drowning, to prevent tragedies happening around waters.
Duncan says the deaths are expected to become the 7th and 8th recreation-related water fatalities in the state this year. A full investigation of the accident is now underway. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Less than a week into his interim position, Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates told CPR News his top priorities include improving the department's reputation and decreasing violent crime.
The reputation of the department has taken a terrible hit in recent years. If folks don't think well of us and don't trust us, then we're going to be that much less effective at the as a police department.
Oates ran the Aurora Police Department from 2005 to 2014 before becoming the police chief in Miami Beach. He's helping recruit Aurora's new permanent police chief and hopes to return to Florida by the end of the year. Two aging railroad bridges south of downtown Colorado Springs could be relocated for better safety and functionality. The work itself could be some time off, but a recent federal grant will help the city with engineering and environmental studies. One of the bridges on Tejon Street has been in use for more than a century. The other on Nevada Avenue was built in 1948. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have a little more rain this morning, clearing up through the day, then a sunny day tomorrow. Temperatures will be warmer across the state on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.